WGNU. Good afternoon, Teresa Stewart with you, and I'm sorry I had to cut our last caller off, but he did make some great comments about finding a balance between the personal life of the president and his public life, and what we should remember is that, sure, he had an affair, and that doesn't make him a bad leader. I mean, lots of men have affairs. They're bad husbands. Does that mean they're bad CEOs? Does that mean they're a bad worker? Most people don't bring their personal life to work with them. If you're having an affair with your wife, you would think you wouldn't go to work and tell all the guys or everyone about it and bring that into your work environment. Just because you're a bad husband, does that make you a bad leader? The point, though, that a lot of people do seem to be forgetting is that it's not only that maybe he's a bad husband, and sure, we knew about it because we knew that he had an affair. He went on 60 Minutes or something, you know, in 1992 and pretty much said as much. Him and Hillary said they've had troubles, and we knew about the affairs, yet we voted for him not once but twice. And now that it happened in the White House, well, we knew about it, and we knew, what is he going to miraculously just be a one-woman man all of a sudden? You know, if you're going to do it once, it's probably going to happen more than that, and I'm sure Hillary knows about it and deals with it, and I'm not so sure that I would. I mean, women have to think long and hard about these things, or maybe Hillary has her own boy toy, if you could say. I mean, nobody's ever brought up that fact. Maybe she's got her own. Good afternoon, WGNU. You're on the air. What do you think?